USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After a struggle, House lawmakers approved a resolution to formally denounce President Trump's recent tweet against four freshman congresswomen of color. Four Republicans joined Democrats to rebuke the president. Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
This resolution, these four women, are no less deserving of dignity than anyone else.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support the resolution.
These comments are racist.
Republicans accused her of breaking House rules. Pelosi's second-in-command, Steny Hoyer, backed her up.
Characterizing an action as racist is not in order.
A GOP bid to strike Pelosi's words from the record failed, but it took a full vote along party lines to restore her right to speak.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge is restricting the social media use of Trump ally Roger Stone. She says no more Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Stone, who was already charged in lying in the Russia investigation, is now in deeper trouble after a federal judge said he repeatedly violated her gag order. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't send Stone to jail or fine him in contempt. She said his behavior was more appropriate for middle school than a court of law. Stone has used social media to attack the case against him in the broader election interference probe. Jackson issued the gag order in February following the posting of an image of the judge in the crosshairs of a gun. Stone is scheduled to go to trial in November. He has pleaded not guilty. R. Kelly has pleaded not guilty to a host of charges. He remains in custody in Chicago after a judge ruled against granting him bail. The indictment also accuses him of child pornography and witness tampering. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As students gear up to go back to school, families are planning to spend more than ever on supplies. USA's John Clemens has the story.
In a survey of over 7,600 consumers, the National Retail Federation reports those supplies ranging from pencils and backpacks to computers and dorm refrigerators is at an all-time high. Mark Matthews is with the National Retail Federation.
Consumers overall say they're going to spend about $1,673 on both back to school and back to college. That breaks out into spending for back to school of about $697 and for back to college about $977.
Total spending for families for K through 12 and for college combined is estimated at $80.7 billion.
A whole week of events is beginning to remember a huge first for humankind. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As events began to mark 50 years since the historic first mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's spacesuit went on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time in 13 years. And as it did, Vice President Mike Pence was on hand, saying of the mission,
"It was a contribution to the life of this nation, to the history of the world."
Armstrong died in 2012, but the surviving Apollo 11 crew members are taking part in anniversary events at the Kennedy Space Center all week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.